We can certainly afford to be out of communication for the short time it will take to replace it.
Midnight in the desert, and all is well. I told myself so, and so it is. Or it is not, I haven't quite decided yet. Never mind the coyote's howl or the shrinking light. Holiness claims my tired eyes as I return the stare of stars. They seem restless, but maybe they're just ink blots, and I'm the one who's really restless. There is something here that repeals me. In its abundance, I am absent. So I shouted at the desert spirits, "Tell me your secrets, or I will tell you my sorrows." The spirits lined up quickly then, wings fluttering, hearts astir. I heard many voices become one, and it spoke to the leafless sky as a tenant to earth. We hold no secrets. We are simply windows to your future. Which is now and which is then is the question we answer. But you ask the question. If there is a secret we hold, it is nothing emboldened by words, or we would commonly speak. I turn to the voice. What wisdom is there in that? If words can't express your secret wisdom, then I am deaf and you are mute and we are blind. At least I can speak my sorrows. Again the wings fluttered and the voices stirred, hoping the sorrow would not spill like blood upon the desert. But there were no more sounds save the coyote and the owl. And then a strange resolution suffused my sight. I felt a presence like an enormous angel carved of stone was placed behind me. I couldn't turn for fear its loss would spill my sorrow. But the swelling presence was too powerful to ignore. So I turned around to confront it. And there stood the trickster coyote, looking at me with glass eyes, painting my fire, sniffing my fear, and drawing my sorrow away in intimacy. And I understood the nature of angels.